Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. I am really, really excited about today's show. We have with us a returning guest who I was blown away by the first time, and we just did not have enough time. And there's new information that if you know anybody with children or anybody that's expecting, please take the time right now to call them and have them listen to the show, or let them know later about the archive, because it could really make the difference in a lot of children's lives to have the information about what's in the food we're eating that may be accountable, is apparently accountable for the great increase in autism, ADD, ADHD, and I think it may have some bearing on the autism debate regarding vaccines, because one of the I wasn't aware that thimerosal, the that mercury preservative, had been removed from kids' vaccines 15 years ago, and that is a cause of a lot of concern that it was in there. I think there's probably other issues, but at least we can lay that one to rest. But mercury is popping up in so many other places that it is getting into kids. And we'll find out why and how from Dr. Renee Defoe. She's the author of Unsafe at Any Meal. Well, a little bit of good news in the paper recently. McDonald's has decided to remove artificial preservatives from its cheese, bun, and Big Mac special sauce. And they've already removed the artificial preservatives from Chicken McNuggets and is moving toward cage-free eggs, which, well, that's a whole other show because that doesn't necessarily mean what it sounds like. And they've in the buns, they've replaced the preservative with a bit of vinegar. Well, heck, why didn't they do that to begin with? But they just took it out of the special sauce. And the cheese now has beta-carotene instead of artificial coloring. Well, as you'll find out in this show, the artificial coloring, that's a big issue. And they don't talk about the artificial colors and other things. It's good to ask. I mean, we've been asking about fat content. Now we'll learn in the show we ought to be asking not if it has fat, but what kind, and does it have artificial colors and artificial flavors and things like that. We'll learn a lot today. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We'll be back in 2 short minutes after these important words from our very carefully selected sponsors. You know, we're always looking out for you and only picking companies that we would do business with ourselves personally and for our families. So stay tuned. More to come.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
I am delighted to have back on the show Dr. Renee Dufault. She is the founder of the Food, Ingredient, and Health Research Institute. She's a popular worldwide speaker. Her background, which I think it would really be worth your while to listen to her previous interview. I will put that in the archives, a link to that, because it goes into the whole story of how she made really important discoveries about what's in our food and what it's doing to us, and that earned her the right to either shut up or leave the agencies that she was an environmental health officer for, the National Institutes of Health, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Food and Drug Administration. They did not want this news to come out and gave her the choice of closing her eyes and stop researching it or leave. Her integrity caused her to leave and start this foundation so that she could educate us about what's in our food and what it's doing to us. And it's remarkable information, and I'm so glad that she was able to make time for us. Good morning, Dr. Dufault.
Good morning, Marty. It's nice to be back on the show. Thank you. Well, and it was really the FDA that I worked with that did not want me to publish.
Yeah, you had been through those others, and it was at the FDA that kind of push came to shove. Thank you for clarifying that. We didn't have enough time when you were on before. We won't have enough time today either, because your book, Unsafe at Any Meal, subtitle, What the FDA Does Not Want You to Know About the Foods You Eat, is just cover to cover dense with wonderful information in a lot of different areas, and we'll just touch on a couple of them today. We want to talk in a bit about the food issues that are contributing to an explosion of autism and ADD, some really interesting issues there. But because we have a varied audience, and that this is Pinktober, and we've, through the month, been hitting different aspects not usually covered in the coverage of all the things to do with breast cancer and cancer at large, I'd like for you to address what you have seen in your research for the types of toxicants that are contained in our food supply that contribute to the incidence of cancer, and particularly breast cancer.
Well, there's been quite a bit of research done, mostly in other countries, on the risk factors for cancer. And there's what's coming to light is that nutrition and diet are the key. These are the key factors, along with obesity and lack of exercise and consumption of alcohol. So the toxic substances are actually found in our food. you know, there's so much press out there about toxic substances in our environment. And, you know, that's sort of like taking the focus away from where we're really getting exposed. So what we do every day, again and again, is we eat. And so it's the food that we're eating that is the major source of toxic substance exposures. And they've done some really great work outside of this country. And I've reviewed a number of articles that were available on the PubMed website, which is the U.S. government's library, for keeping track of all the research. And everything in the last few years has been directed at diet. And so what's really happening is before we're even born, our mother's diet and our father's diet have a huge impact on our cancer risk later on down the road. So, you know, this is epigenetics, how what we eat determines how our genes behave. And it's becoming more and more obvious as more and more studies get published. So the diet of what our parents eating is actually probably more significant than what we do now. However, what we do now can play a key role in as well. For example, if we're consuming alcohol excessively, then that's a huge risk factor. If we're smoking, we're exposed to cadmium, and that is definitely a huge risk factor, especially for breast cancer. And also overnutrition. We can actually initiate cancer growth through antioxidant supplementation. So they're looking at overnutrition. And then, undernutrition or malnutrition from the consumption of processed foods where you're eating a lot of fats and sugars that initiate reactive oxygen species. And that, you know, what we're talking about is oxidative stress, which leads to inflammation, and then we start initiating cancer. So what we eat is truly the most important factor, along with regular, you know, whether or not we're exercising, our level of activity.
Well, the American diet is a model for the world and basically what not to eat, it would seem, since you point out that our diet is so fundamental. It must be the major factor in why we're like 37th down the list of healthy countries, and that's including some third world countries that appear to have no advantages over us. At least they aren't eating the kinds of foods that you're talking about. Give us just an overview. You mentioned processed foods and that those contribute to undernutrition because they're stripped of nutrients. But what are the foods that, and I know this will come up again when we talk about autism and ADD, ADHD, but what are some of the foods that we eat that contain the most toxicants?
Well, any kind of grain product that's not organic is going to expose us to pesticides. And then food colors, those that are certified, yellow 5, 6, red 40, I have a table in my book, those have allowable levels of lead, mercury, arsenic. And some food ingredients actually, I think there's one that actually, carrageenan has an allowable level of cadmium. So you want to stay away from specific food ingredients. I have the tables in my book that explain which ones have allowable levels of heavy metals. Heavy metals will cause oxidative stress, and they will accumulate in your body and continue to cause oxidative stress if your diet is poor. So you need to definitely stay away from the food colors, the corn sweeteners, the vegetable oils, which also have some risk of mercury contamination. And
typically are, I don't recommend them anyway because they're so high in omega-6, which imbalances with the anti-inflammatory omega-3s, and that could be a whole show in itself. These various toxic substances that you're describing, the heavy metals and so on, they do they damage the DNA, damage or just change the way that the genes behave so that cancer cells don't know when to quit?
Well, they initiate they are the initiators of reactive oxygen species. So there's a really good diagram in one of the papers I published that show that whole sequence. And it's kind of hard to explain, but if your diet is deficient in the key elements needed to transport the heavy metals out of your body, and one element is zinc, so they found that zinc plays a key role, especially with breast cancer in women. So if your diet is deficient of zinc, then you're not going to be able to transport some of these heavy metals using the metallothionein protein, which is zinc dependent. And
well,
then
I'll have you hold that thought till the other side of this break so that we can kind of summarize this and not rush you too much. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we're talking with the author of Unsafe at Any Meal, Dr. Renee Defoe. Please stay with us. This is important stuff.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Welcome back. In our discussion with Dr. Renee Defoe, the author of Unsafe at Any Meal, What the FDA Does Not Want You to Know About the Foods You Eat, she mentioned that yet another thing, important factor that we don't hear from the charities that collect so much money for breast cancer. I have never once heard any of them say, oh, make sure you get enough zinc because that will help you essentially detoxify some of these materials like the heavy metals and pesticides and so on. And Dr. Defoe, I ask you about kind of the mechanism, and this is early on Saturday morning, not nearly as early as it is for you, being here in Hawaii, and bless your heart, are up for this, how these substances, these toxicants, cause free radicals. People have heard us talk on the show about, well, you need antioxidants, the nutrients, to kind of combat those. And I suggested that besides inflammation, maybe that's one of the epigenetic factors that changes how our genes behave. Did I just imagine that, or does that seem reasonable?
No, it's reasonable. In fact, I'm going back to one of my papers now so I can describe the process. So with methionine, which is the protein we're talking about, metallothionine is closely connected here. But basically what happens is, oh, and glutathione is involved, all right? So you have a situation where you have this protein, and this protein is the key protein for controlling oxidative stress. It's recognized as the key protein, so we're talking about glutathione. So if you have enough selenium in your diet, which some of these papers I reviewed recently about breast cancer, there's one of them actually found that one diet that was rich in selenium and zinc and protein, potassium, calcium, iron, magnesium, and vitamins B1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 9, and vitamin C. Okay, so selenium and zinc were, you know, this diet, one of four diets, this diet, the one I just suggested, was key to prevent breast cancer. Okay, so you need selenium to, it's a building block for glutathione. And when you have mercury in your body in a greater amounts than the selenium, then you're going to have oxidative stress. So, and you're also going to have an inhibition of the PON1 gene, which is suppression of the PON1 gene, which the PON1 gene is the gene that has the instructions for producing pyroxenase, which is the enzyme that breaks down the pesticides in the wheat that you eat. So it's kind of, you know, these things work together. So with regard to mercury, if you don't have enough selenium in your diet, then you're going to have your mercury is going to build up, and that mercury will initiate under methylation, which that is the epigenetic activity. So you're going to become under methylated, and
well,
this is going to alter your gene expression.
That's probably sufficient detail to satisfy the professionals that are listening. I know. The bottom line, though, of what you've just said is striking, that if we don't have enough zinc, we don't have enough selenium, then these these toxic heavy metals can build up and just basically really gum up the works so that the body can't do what it knows how to do. And we'll get back more to, I love this about the diet that has been shown to be preventive of breast cancer. Again, where are these big charities and their multi-million dollar budgets? Why aren't they using some of that to educate women about what to eat to prevent it instead of just beating the drum about mammograms? But don't get me started on that again. I think that's enough to alert people to the idea that, and it's just not just breast cancer, it's all cancers. And for adults, diabetes and heart disease, they're all coming from the same kinds of reactions. So we could come back and revisit those another time, but I want to make sure we have plenty of time to talk about the autism and ADD, ADHD epidemic. Two of your recent papers are really astounding and very interesting. I think people want to know why the lower autism rate and lower rate of ADHD in the UK, in the United Kingdom, dramatically different and better than in the US, and also why more boys have autism than girls. And I just find these fascinating because the incidence now in the U.S., autism is now 1 in 59 children. That's like doubled in the last few years. And I don't think we can say that, oh, all of a sudden there are a bunch of new genes. It's something we're doing, and I think you have figured out what it is, at least a major part of it.
Well, this article I published in Scientific American, I kind of added what I knew to new findings that came out of Harvard University. And so basically what they found was the mercury levels in the cord blood of baby boys were suppressed in this PON1 gene, which I just mentioned, okay? So that made the baby boys more susceptible to pesticide exposures. And, you know, the fact that inorganic mercury levels can impact boys in a different way than girls, I mean, that would explain why we have more autism in boys. And that's what basically what I said in this article. And so we need to warn parents about what it is in the food supply that may contain trace amounts of mercury. And so what the United Kingdom does is they require warning labels on foods that contain ingredients known that have allowable lead, mercury, and arsenic. Okay, so food colors, yellow 6, red 40, and there's a few others, they have these allowable levels of heavy metals. And they've been linked to inattention and hyperactivity in children in clinical trials that were conducted in the United Kingdom. So they have that warning label. We don't have that warning label on foods over here that contain those food colors. So then that our parents don't know. We don't have any system in place to educate them. And so the heavy metal levels in the blood of the United Kingdom people are probably much lower as parents reduce those levels by avoiding the foods that contain the heavy metals. So therefore, their autism and ADHD levels prevalence is much lower, way lower than ours.
Well, yeah, shockingly lower. And I just wonder what would happen if suddenly Flintstones Vitamins was required to put on the label that, oh, by the way, there's a good chance that you're giving this kid this vitamin hoping to help their health, but you might be increasing the chances that they're going to become just mentally deficient. And it has several of those colors in it. And that we should know that as parents. It's just shocking. And all these brightly colored things that we want to give kids because they like them. When we come back with Dr. Renee Defoe, we'll talk some more about where these heavy metals are, where the and the effect of lack of nutrients, in particular zinc, how that all kind of works together and not for our advantage. She's the author of Unsafe at Any Meal. I'm Marty Whittakin here with Dr. Renee Defoe. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these important words.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Do you wake up refreshed and ready for the day? Good quality sleep is crucial for restoring your body and your brain, so we can feel alert and energetic the next day. If you struggle to get to sleep or stay asleep, you'll be glad to know about Gero Formula Sleep Optimizer. This formula combines amino acids and herbs such as pharmagaba, tryptophan, valerian root, and hops to support the body in normalizing sleep. Stress, jet lag, and rotating work shifts are special challenges for sleep. They also benefit from Gero Formula's Optimizer's powerful yet gentle encouragement toward relaxation and healthy sleep cycles. Sleep Optimizer benefits all three stages of sleep so that you can awake rested and energized. Look for Gero Sleep Optimizer at fine health food stores nationwide. As you know, not every product is appropriate for every person, so please read label advice regarding youngsters, disease states, medication use, and pregnancy. For complete information, visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Our children, it seems, are kind of our canaries in the coal mine. A lot of these things that we're talking about now affect them faster than they do us because they're smaller and in proportion get more and they're growing and so it shows up. But here we have all of these mysterious things going on in the adult population, the autoimmune diseases, the Alzheimer's, the heart disease, the cancers, and so on, sitting around waiting for some miracle drug to stop them. Well, why don't we start thinking about how not to start them? And as an example, these little unseen things that are not called to our attention are at the heart of a lot of what's wrong. We talked about the incidence. I have the figure in front of me now that in the U.S., ADHD, 9.4% of children between the ages of 2 and 17 have been diagnosed. That means there are more. And in the UK, 1.5%. So we're looking at 8 or 9 times as much here. So it really makes perfect sense that we ought to find out what they're doing that we're not doing, because we don't in the U.S. have all the answers by any means. Well, Dr. Defoe, it sounds like there's kind of a seesaw between the good metals, the zincs, even the calcium and so on, and the heavy metals that cause the damage. And you can disrupt that balance on either side. Is that right? Too little of the minerals causes too much of the other and vice versa?
Absolutely, yes. Because, for example, mercury and selenium bind together like no other element. I mean, it's a one-to-one ratio. And the same goes for lead and calcium. So, you know, if you don't have enough calcium in your blood, you're going to have lead accumulation. If you don't have enough selenium in your blood, you're going to have mercury accumulation. If you have too much selenium, then that becomes a toxic effect, and you're going to start, you know, a disease process. So anything, you know, there's such a thing as of too much of anything can become toxic. So, you know, our best bet is whole foods, period, whole organic foods. And in fact, I think what we actually need, because since we now know that, you know, what our parents eat impact our risk of cancer and everything else, I think what we actually need is an amendment to the Constitution of the United States, an amendment that says the right of citizens of the United States who are under the age of 18 years to access a contaminant-free diet shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of age or circumstance. I think we need to actually say that our children have a right to a contaminant-free diet, because we don't have any protection for them. And by not protecting them, then we're not protecting the adults, because everything that mothers and fathers eat before their children are even born is going to impact the health of their children as they grow and develop and age. So, yeah. You know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot here.
And so, hopefully it has changed, but a while back, I noticed some prenatal vitamins that had no zinc. Does that make any sense?
Well, I can't imagine prenatal vitamin not having zinc. I don't know. I'm not in the business of promoting vitamins. In fact, I don't promote the use of supplements. And we already know, you know, we probably don't want to have a discussion of that on your show. But the bottom line is we need whole, contaminant-free, healthy foods in our diet.
Well, I want to get back to how wholesome the foods are, even the produce. But in your thoughts about making sure that children have the good diet, you mentioned in one of the articles, and I didn't quite know what that was referring to, about WIC, that program, that those children that are in families, I guess, who have the WIC program have a lower incidence of these mental and behavioral problems?
Well, there's been a study showing that states with WIC programs, women, infants, and children, have lower autism prevalence than states that don't have WIC. I thought WIC was everywhere, but this study was done, and apparently it might be communities with higher WIC prevalence had lower autism. I can't remember the specifics.
Yeah, well, what does the WIC program do that,
well,
that might be accountable?
Well, it's a low-income program, and it's sponsored by the USDA, and it's like coupons where you go into the store and you can get milk and cheese and beans and, you know, different foods that are going to give the child calcium, and women, pregnant women, can get it too. So it's pregnant women, and then children up to the age of five, I think.
So the
problem with that is that wealthier people can't get WIC because obviously they have too much money. Well, autism prevalence is higher among wealthy people, and in fact, WIC provides nutrition education also, in addition to the food coupons. So, you know, we have a gap in our understanding of proper diet, and it crosses income levels.
Yeah, that's fascinating that the wealthier people could afford the right stuff. They could even afford organic, but nobody is making it clear to them that if you have those nutrients and you can raise those, the same risks that everybody has for what's in the air and in probably in a lot of the foods that are crossed over to both sides, at least you have the nutrients to balance it out.
Right. Well, we have a lot of work to do in our country, and we haven't made child health a priority for many years. And I think that needs to be the priority. You know, as our population ages, we have lower fertility and actually the birth rate's gone down in the U.S. And, you know, as developed countries' populations age, then there aren't enough replacement, you know, there's not a replacement population.
Yes, becomes so very top heavy we're depending on too few people of young age to support the systems that support the older populations. And
exactly.
I'm going to put both of these studies and link to the foundation and so on in the archive of today's show so that you can access more information and hopefully spread this through Facebook and any means you have to get the word out, because there is so much money in the crap that we are being sold that puts pressure on the USDA, is also in charge of making sure that businesses thrive. And with this schizophrenic kind of regulation, we depend on the consumer. We'll be right back. I'm Marty Whittick, and this is Healthy by Nature.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Put your health and vitality on the fast track At the Health, Home, and Garden Expo, 12 nationally respected speakers will present powerful ways to take charge of your health and restore balance. In dozens of fascinating exhibits, you'll meet leading-edge practitioners, enjoy free health screenings, try cool equipment, and sample new products. The Health, Home, and Garden Expo is 9 to 5, August 24th at the Plano Event Center. Speakers and exhibitors will showcase the topics that you hear about on this show, including answers for chronic pain, female complaints, headaches, toxicity, autoimmune disease, cancer, and even concerns about electromagnetic pollution. This is our 10th annual consumer event and promises to be the best yet. Tickets are half price online, only $5. Buy yours today at healthhomeandgardenexpo.com or go to hbnshow.com and click on the homepage graphic. Don't miss this life-changing event.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Also in the archive of today's show, which you can access by going to hbnshow.com, click on listen, select the archive date for today. I have a link to the book, Unsafe at Any Meal, and it says on the front cover, a former FDA investigator reveals how heavy metals found in our foods endanger you and your family, and what you need to know to survive and thrive. I measure, for me, the worth of a book by how many highlighters I used up. I probably used up two on this because there's so much great information in there. Dr. Defoe, we were talking earlier about the foods and eating the whole foods diet. What about the issue that every time the USDA tests our produce, and it's going way back when they first started doing that, every time there's less and less nutritional value, and farmers may fertilize, if we're not talking organic, they fertilize for whatever it takes to make the plant grow. They don't really have any knowledge of or care about if we need boron or selenium or manganese or something that the plant doesn't need. Isn't that an issue with undernutrition besides the fact that we select processed foods?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've gone away from the family farm. You know, family farmers used to let certain fields sit, you know, and they'd rotate. Because I understood that you have to, you know, you have to let the land replenish, and they plowed things over, and things were done differently.
Yeah, they paid attention to the microbes in the soil.
Absolutely, we have corporate farming now, and the basis of corporate farming is buying stuff to put on the fields to make the plants grow and to prevent the weeds from growing and to prevent the insects. So everything's a chemical, you know. And so none of that is healthy for us, absolutely none of it.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. We're picking up the chemicals that they're using as well as not getting all of the nutrients that we need. And that's one reason why I do recommend a limited number of dietary supplements, but only of the most food-like form to kind of fill in some of those gaps. I think it'd be good to, at this point, review the foods that are the most toxic with these things. Food colors, those show up in the ingredient list. You can't just look at the nutrition facts. That information is over in the ingredient list and usually down toward the bottom. So you mentioned those as sources of lead, mercury, arsenic, aluminum, which we certainly don't need to be supplementing through food colors. Go over again grains and the whole corn syrup and corn sweetener issue, vegetable oils, any other hidden sources of mercury.
Well, I don't think I mentioned this on your first show, maybe I did, but With respect to the bleached flour products, you know, there is an allowable amount of mercury in the chlorine that's used to bleach flour. And so that residue is expected to kill mold. Okay. That's why they, you know, I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure that's why they do it. So anything made with bleached flour is something to be avoided, because you're going to have potential mercury exposure there. And that kind of rules out a lot of processed foods, if you can imagine. And then corn sweeteners, which there's a chart in my book that goes over all the different corn sweeteners. There's actually quite a few. Dextrose, corn syrup, corn, high fructose corn syrup. I'm trying to find the chart right now. I can't remember where I put it. But anyway.
Corn syrup, you don't think you've got it in your... I found it in my house, and I know that I didn't want it. But when you really start looking, like at the ketchup that my husband uses, and in it was in... I think I found three or four things in the house that had corn syrup in it that I wouldn't have guessed.
Right. Yeah, you have to start reading those ingredient labels, because it's hidden everywhere. And then the vegetable oils also, you know, I mean, oh, here we go. The vegetable oils, each one has been assessed by the European Union to determine the risk of mercury contamination. So you want to, you know, pay attention to the vegetable oils, the corn oil and so on. And
soy oil
products. So, you know, between the vegetable oils, the corn sweeteners and the food colors and the bleached flour products, by the time you eliminate all of that, then you're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and you've also emptied out the entire center of the grocery store for the most part, because that's where most of that stuff is. And the perimeter is where you get the, and we could pick apart the vegetables and the dairy and the meat, but the biggest part of the offenders are out there in the center and in the 100 feet of multiple shelves high of cereals and cookies and crackers and all that kind of stuff. Well, this has been wonderful, and as I predicted, I end with enough questions for a whole nother show, so I hope it won't be so long last the next time. And thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Defoe.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with just a little bit more. Don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables, producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level? Think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Wow, she is just amazing. I do remind you that on the archive description of today's show, go to hbnshow.com, click listen, pick the date of the archive for today, and you'll have a link to her book, Unsafe at Any Meal, to a couple of studies, and to her foundation, all of which are really useful, and I hope we can spread this information far and wide. One of the things that she mentioned was the need for glutathione. That's the master antioxidant, and how some of these toxicants, we used to call them toxins. She corrected me. It's toxicants. Interfere with glutathione? Well, something that really helps with glutathione is RegActive. You've heard an interview on the show about that product that has an organism, ME3, in it. And that little organism is a factory of glutathione. So it just greatly increases the body's ability to have glutathione to detoxify these pesticides, the organophosphates, and the heavy metals, and so on. And it also just kind of activates and reactivates all the other antioxidants like vitamin E and vitamin C. Well, the RegActive comes in three different kinds, and it's so popular they've had supply issues. And I just want to announce that the Immune and Vitality, which this time of year is just really ever more important, is back shipping, and it's to stores and to customers, and you can get it many places. Ask your store to carry it. If they don't, they should. They should know about it. There are two other kinds. There's one for cardio, and the detox is expected back any minute. There's a detox in liver, which also would be great. I take two of them when I can get them, and I'm tickled as anybody to have them back in stock. I take the Immune and Vitality in the morning, and I take the detox and liver at night, and I do that by just taking half a dose of each, and that seems to work for me because in addition to the ME3, the organism, each of these combinations has other nutrients to help that particular target of what you're going to want. I hope you picked up on the fact that Dr. Defoe did acknowledge that food isn't what it used to be, and that's why I recommend Molecular Multi and other things to supplement not only an imperfect diet, but a diet that by definition is depleted. And she sees a lot of crap vitamins, and I don't think she's talking about the kind of thing that we have on this show. Well, this has been great fun. Hope you'll join us again next week. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we sure appreciate you telling folks about this show and signing up for the newsletter. We'll be right back next week.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
With surgery, you can get a synthetic knee or shoulder, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief of chronic back pain. However, people may not be aware that they can actually make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so that they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cell treatments are alike. The type of stem cells that Marty recommends are the safest and most effective. The treatment is quick. It's simple, virtually painless, and affordable. Read Marty's article on HBNShow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.